The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're looking ahead to the card at Navan on a Sunday, and as ever over the RSC in the jump season, we've got a good card to look at. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the line once more by our Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
I'm very well, mate, very well.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's a good looking card today at Navan.
It's an excellent card today, yeah. Not only have we got a Grade 2 hurdle race and of course the big race of the weekend in Ireland, the very valuable Troy Town Handicap Chase, which is as competitive as ever. We've also got three or four potentially very smart young horses making their debuts over hurdles and fences respectively. So, yeah, mouth-watering days racing in Navan. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
Yes, indeed. Hopefully we can. Troy Town Day, then the first up on the card comes at 12:25. This one, a maiden hurdle. Who do you like look of in the first, Andy?
Well, it has to be Emile Sheehan, doesn't it, for the Willie Mullins stable. A yard is in scintillating form, as we know. What a fantastic day they had yesterday, obviously highlighted by Faheen, and also four winners down in Gowran as well. So the team is rocking and rolling as the winter begins to crack on. This horse is a really, really nice prospect, this Emile Sheehan. I don't expect him to get beat here today, and the odds will very much reflect that. Let's just sit back and enjoy him. He's very much a chaser in the making, and I think what he does over hurdles will be the proverbial bonus. He has got beaten once in his life, but that was up against No More Heroes. I certainly don't think there was any disgrace in that, because that's already gone on to win over hurdles so far this season in Punchestown. He bounced back at Limerick on his final start when we saw him last year. That was on heavy ground, and he bounded clear in the latter stages to win by 25 lengths. He's also won around this track as well, which is an added bonus. His schooling apparently has gone according to plan. And when you look at him as well, you wonder how Willie Mullins can get this horse fit. I don't think I've seen a bigger, bulkier, more stocky horse than this Emile Sheehan in all the times I've been watching racing. He is an absolute brute. So I can't wait till he jumps fences. But we'll get the best out of him this year. And he certainly is very much shortlist material, even at this early stage, for any racing he might contest at the Cheltenham Festival.
Yes, the 12:55 is the next race up. This one, a novice hurdle, a Grade 2, as you mentioned. And the unbeaten Free Expression runs in this. Martello Tower also runs, who is on a hat-trick, chasing a four-timer. Who do you like the look of in this one? It looks a pretty competitive field, this.
It is, yeah. The one surprise in this race is that Willie Mullins hasn't got a runner, which gives the opportunity for one or two other trainers to get a nice little pot here and get a Grade 2 on the mantelpiece. The most likely beneficiary here is Free Expression from the Gordon Elliott stable, a horse who's won his three competitive starts. One of them, of course, a point-to-point as a four-year-old. And then a bumper of the Fairy House Festival, Easter Festival last year, when he got the better of that subsequent winner, Clondor Farmer, to win that Racing Post point-to-point final. He's then had one run over hurdles, which is a fairly impressive one. In a slowly run race, he jumped well and quickened up well in the latter stages to win in pretty decisive fashion. Obviously, this is a step up in class, but I don't actually think this is the most competitive or classiest Grade 2 we'll ever see. Martello Tower and Corto Grand Magal are fairly useful, but none of them have hit any particularly spectacular height. So it wouldn't surprise me if this Free Expression was to take this step up in grade in his stride and go forward for the rest of the season onto better things.
OK, Free Expression in that one for Andy. Next up, from Navan at 1:25, is a handicap hurdle, and we bet like this. The market leader at the time of recording is Zigga Zagga, who is 6-1. Joint favourite, actually, with In Separate, also at 6-1. It's 7-1 about Lutzadene. Glenquest is also 7s. Obispo is 7s as well, and it's 8-1 for Balkanstown. Double figure prices or bigger, the remainder. Who should I look of here? It's fairly tight at the top of the market.
Yeah, this is one of the most competitive races on the card here, Sam. And, you know, let's have a look for something lurking around for a little bit of value here. I quite like the chances of Ludsdenine, who is available to back around about 7 or 8-1 this morning. from the Gordon Alien stable. Of course, Gordon's got plenty of chances here today at Navan. And this horse ran well here over the course and distance last time out in a much better race than this. That was a 0-120. He finished third behind a very well handicapped horse of Noel Meads called Harvey Logan. And I like the way he travelled through that race. Very, very eye-catching he was all the way through it until just getting outpaced on the running. But certainly was a decent return to only get beat two lengths by that, like I say, very well-treated horse. And I think a repeat of that run it certainly would be good enough to make him figure here quite prominently. Interesting as well, that race won by Harvey Logan was a second and a half quicker than the grade three hurdle on the same card that day, won by McKinley. So they were trapping along that day. So he's got plenty of paces, Ludzanin. And I didn't really see that many other horses with too much upside in this race. So I think he's a decent each-way bet here, Ludzanin, and hopefully he'll run accordingly.
OK, Ludzanin for that one in Andy each way. Coming up the next then at 1.55 is a big... We've got a beginner's chase for you next up. And the market leader is Vitor at 1-5. Very short price. It's 6-1 about Western Boy, 6-1 about Clark Ham. And it is 7-1 bar those. Very, very short price favourite here, Andy. Is he worthy of that price?
I think so, yeah. As we all know, this is probably one of the most impressive winners of the Cheltenham Festival. He beat a very stellar field this year. And the way he did it as well from the front certainly indicates that he's right out at the top draw. This is one of the most exciting prospects I think Willie Mullins has ever had going over fences. Let's hope he makes the grade. Because if he does, then very much the sky's the limit for this horse. Let's face it, this is not a bad race, actually. I mean, you take Vitor out of the equation, horses like Claire Cam, Western Boy, Minella for you, you know, these are all decent animals, and you know, this will be absolutely no complete pushover, but you'd expect a horse of Vitor's class. You know, he's verging on champion hurdle class at this moment in time to be taking a race like this on his way to perhaps the Arkle at the end of the season. Willie Mullins has got an embarrassment riches in every division. Richie has certainly got almost could have a runner in every championship race at the Cheltenham Festival, and this is very much one of his sort of showcase horses. So hopefully Vitor can make a winning seasonal debut, and really looking forward to see how he jumps.
Okay, Vitor in that one, available at 1-5 at the time of recording. Next up is the richest race of the day, the Troy Town Handicap Chase. Of course, plenty of runners here, and it looks fairly open in the betting. Rogue Angel is the 10-1 favourite. It's 12-1 about Awega Star, Living Next Door, Grudy Hill and Balbriggan. 14s for Degora and Back Off Mate. And it's 16 bar those. As I mentioned, Andy, it looks quite open, this one. Can you pick a winner in this?
I'd probably have to have two or three goes at this race. I'll certainly mention the ones I fancy anyway and draw up a short list. I certainly think you've got to include Living Next Door on that list, because it's interesting that Tony Martin has just got the two runners left in this particular race. And I'm surprised that he doesn't run Gallant Oscar. I'm not sure whether that horse would have made the cut or not. I must admit, I can't remember what handicap mark he got over fences, but that was always the plan. And Gallant Oscar actually runs over hurdles in the next race. So the two that he's left in here, I think it's significant that both of these two have had runs over hurdles of late. Most notably this Living Next Door, who caught the eye when seventh behind Harvey Logan. Obviously, Ludzanin gives that form a bit of a look early on in the card. But typical Irish trainer who's got an eye on a handicap chase over further, runs a horse over hurdles over 2 miles just to blow away the cobwebs, you know, the whole drill. And Tony Martin's very much an expert in that particular sort of way of thinking. So he's definitely an interesting horse. The other two to mention as well, both of these two horses I'm going to throw into the mix have got form over this track, and I think that's very important. Very much a specialist track, Navan. One of them's Grudy Hill, of course, took this race in 2011 off a mark of 124. That race has bad memories on my betting bank, because I backed a horse called Ad Idem, who jumped the last five lengths clear and got nutted on the line by Christy Roach, his 8-year-old. He hasn't run. He's only won one race subsequently, and that indeed was on his seasonal reappearance off the back of a long layoff when he won over hurdles the other day, over 2.5 miles at Fairy House, and he stayed on very strongly that day. So he seems to be coming back into form. He's only £3 higher than his win here in the Troy Town. So he's certainly one to bear in mind, Grudy Hill. And the other one I'm going to throw into the mix as well. Now, this one's a much bigger price. Ran about 20-1 this morning. But I think whatever you do, you've got to include Liam Burke's My Murphy into the equation. He's got a fantastic record here around Navan. He's only finishing at the frame once in five starts, and that when he fell in the 2013 EBF final. And he made up for that by winning that same race here last year in pretty decisive fashion, carrying 11 stone 10 to victory. So don't worry about the weight he's carrying here today. He jumps, he travels well, and more importantly, apparently he's had two schooling races as well, which they often have in Ireland, just to blow away the cobweb. So Liam Burke's 8-year-old is definitely one for the shortlist. So I think if you had to tinker around with all those three prices, Living Next Door, 12-1, Grudy Hill at 12-1, and My Murphy at 16-1, I don't think you'd be too far away with those three selections.
Okay, fair enough. Plenty of each way selections there to go out from Andy. The next one on the card is the 255. This one, another handicap hurdle, and Gallant Oscar leads the market at 2-1. It's 11-2 for Realt Moore. Foxrock is 7s. It's also 7s about Give Me a Break. Hazaribian is 9-1, and it's 11-1 bar those. Who do you like the look of in the penultimate race of the day?
Yeah, this is an absolute humdinger of a handicap hurdle. It's a Grade C race, and it's brought together a sort of multitude of horses who come here from different form lines and different strands, but it makes them into a really exciting and a complex affair. Gallant Oscar's favourite off the back of his win here last time out over course and distance when he stowed them very strongly after travelling smoothly in the hands of Ruby Walsh. He's up to a mark of 115, but his rating over fences is much higher, so he's still potentially very well handicapped. And the other well handicapped horse here potentially is Gordon Elliott's charge, Realt Moore. Now, this horse has got a massive, massive engine. Sometimes fences get in his way, and that was very much the case the other day when he was coming to challenge down in Clonmel, upside Champagne Fever at the second last, and he absolutely walked his way through it. He subsequently then weakened and finished third, but I like the way he went through that race. And he's definitely a possible blot on the weights here off a mark of just 127. He's almost 160 over fences. So if any horse is going to be making mincemeat to this kind of opposition, it could be Realt Moore. He's obviously won at the track as well, so he's got a huge opportunity here. Another one to mention is Give Me a Break, a horse I've got a massive amount of time for. She's very much going the right way from a trainer who's had two winners in the week as well in the shade of Airlight Supreme and Drummer Co. And Marco Horgan's charge won really easily the other day, Nate, staying on very powerfully in that latter stages. She's obviously in a good place at the moment, this mare, and I think she could go well at a price. So I'm going to take on the favourite here. I just think he's poor value. I think the 11-2 for Realt Moore's massive value for a horse who's got a massive amount of class. And also Give Me a Break as well at 7-1. I think if you play those two against a favourite, I don't think you'll be too far away there either.
There we go then, Andy taking on the favourites in the penultimate race. The last one then on the card comes up at 3:25. This one, a listed flat race for the mares, and they bet like this. It's 11-8 for Lyrical Theatre. 22's taken is 2-1. It's 7-1 for Bonnie Kate, and 10's bar those. Who do you like the look of in the last?
Yeah, best save the nap to the last race. I always like that. Just keeps punters waiting, and hopefully this one will live up to expectations. 22's taken. Not only a horse who I think will take all the beating here, but a horse I've been looking forward to for quite some time, ever since she won at Fairy House on February the 1st last year. I've been dying to see her run again, and I thought she might have taken part in the Aintree bumper towards the back end of the season, but of course at Aintree often the ground dries out, and this mare very much wants the mud flying. They were going to run her at Cheltenham last weekend, but again, the connections have decided to hold fire and bring her here for this listed event. She's obviously going to be tuned up. There's no way that Stuart Crawford will have this horse anything other than 100%. You know, when you're running for a listed prize, you've got a filly that's won two bumper races in hugely spectacular fashion, and you're up against one of Willie Mullins's in the shape of Lyrical Theatre. The last thing you want to be doing is having her undercooked. So I think the 2-1 with William Hill this morning is a really good bet. She loves heavy ground. She stays incredibly well, and what she has got as well, which has been the feature of her two wins, is a huge turn of foot at the end of her races. She came from last to first in the space of a furlong at Fairy House. Really eye-catching, impressive horse. I'd expect her to at least be a graded horse over hurdles in time, but this looks a really good opportunity for her. Obviously, I've got to respect Lyrical Theatre from a yard who's in unstoppable form at the moment, but if anything's going to beat her, Lyrical Theatre, it's going to be 22's taken, who's the nap of the day.
Okay, again, 22's taken in the last four. Andy, if you should mind us, please, then, of your eight selections for a cracking day at Navan on Sunday.
Yeah, I think William Mullins can once have another spectacular day on a Sunday, and he starts off with Milshin in the first. Don't expect that to get beat. Free Expression is the choice in the Monksfield Novices Hurdle for the Grade 2. I then go with Lud's Dineen each way, around about 8-1 in the 125. All eyes will be on Vator for his eagerly weighted chasing debut, and I don't expect him to make any mistakes there in the 155. The big race of the day is the Troy Town. I'd certainly have at least two or three stabs at the board here. I'd go with Living Next Door, My Murphy, and also Groody Hill, of course, took this race here in 2011. Two against the field in the 255 would be the incredibly well-handicapped Riart Moore, and also Give Me a Break, who's in fantastic form. And in the final race, the best bet on the card is 22s taken to round off what should be spectacular day's racing in Navan.
Fantastic stuff then. There we are, the thoughts of Andy Holding, William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, on as you just mentioned, a spectacular day's racing at Navan. Join us here on William Hill Radio from 12:15 to catch all of the action from Navan. We'll have everything domestically for you as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and I hope you enjoy some nice racing.
Well, thanks, bud.
Cheers, Andy. Thanks for that. Sorry.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.